Today is Equal Pay Day. You are listening to Coco Vino with Miss Yasmin, the Lady Yasby. So I definitely wanted to come on and share April 2nd, 2019, Equal Pay Day, and let you know some of my experiences that I've had with equal pay and with some of the disparities and inequalities of pay in certain communities. I do believe that this is a real serious issue, not just in our country of the United States of America, but most certainly in other countries across our globe. This is something that we need to address. It needs to not be such a taboo subject for not just women, but also for men to speak out and let it be heard and let people understand why it's such an impactful issue in our work environments. So stay tuned. You are listening to Coco Vino with Miss Yasmin, the Lady Yasby. So my personal experience with equal pay was when I was a freshly college graduated young lady just going out into the workforce as a professional. And I was working for a temp agency and I was speaking to a little bit older man about how, you know, oh, I can't wait for the 3 months to be over. Then we won't be just temporary employees anymore. We'll be able to sign a contract and be a full-fledged, full-time employee. And we were speaking about pay. Now, I will bring up the fact that, yes, some people say you should not speak about pay on the job or with your coworkers. But I don't think that that's true. It shouldn't be such a taboo topic. So that's just a little side note. Me and this gentleman did get to speaking about experience and our pay, and we had both mentioned to each other, I heard they don't pay you more after becoming a full-time employee, not being a temp anymore. And I said, well, I don't care. I'm going to ask for more because I know that in my last 90 days, I've been an asset to this company. So when my day finally came to go sign my full-time contract as an employee, they offered it to me. I asked for more money. They said, no, we're not able to do that. We're going to keep you at the pay that you're at. It then came to my attention days later that that older man asked. He didn't have any more experience or education than I did, but he did ask and he was offered and accepted more money. So we were both doing the same job, but because he was a man and he was married and he had children, I believe that's the reason why they gave him the extra money that he asked for. Granted, we were also of a different race. So those are several things to take in consideration when speaking about equal pay. I'm a woman of color. He is not. He is a married man. I was a single woman. They felt as though, well, he has children. He has a family to care for. He's worth more in the workplace than the single woman just coming out of college. Well, if that's so, it should be written down and that should be known. So that's my personal experience about equal pay. And it's a very serious issue. And it definitely gave me the confidence to always ask your worth and know your worth and know that you are able to ask for more. You are listening to Coco Vino.